Reporting for Brownfield from Commodity Classic in New Orleans, I'm Mark Dorenkamp. I ran into Keith Schroeder today with the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council. He's the chairman. Keith, a lot of talk this week about low commodity prices, tight margins for farmers, and maybe we'll visit that subject later, but I want to talk about an exciting opportunity for Minnesota Soybean coming up with a trade trip to Vietnam. Who's all going and what's all involved in this trip?
Yeah, Mark, we at Minnesota Soybean have done what we call see for yourself trips. We do them domestically. A lot of those are focused around the biodiesel industry. We do research trips where we've taken people to Chile to look at research plots that the University of Minnesota has. But this trip is going to involve international marketing. And so what we're doing is we're taking a group of farmers, I'll be hosting it, and we're taking them to Vietnam. And they've got a mission on this trip, and that is to critique whether we're doing the right things in international marketing. So we're going to show them crush facilities, feed plants. We're going to end up on farms. They're going to have a chance to meet with representatives that actually Minnesota funds in Vietnam. We fund the office in Hanoi for the United States Soybean Export Council. So they'll meet with basically employees that Minnesota farmers fund. And we'll let them assess how we're doing with our overseas marketing efforts.
So these Minnesota farmers will be the ones critiquing?
Yes, absolutely. There were farmers that applied, and we went through a selection process. And these are farmers. These are not, board members. These are farmers that from all the way across the state that pay into the checkoff through their soybean sales.
It might be hard to answer this because you won't know until you see the results, but how do you anticipate utilizing their feedback?
It's been very good. To be honest, and this is about the fourth one I think we've done overseas. And we've taken farmers that actually, to be honest, in the selection process have answered questions where they were actually quite skeptical, some farmers. And they actually rate very high in the process. And we've never yet had anybody that has come home from a trip that felt skeptical about our work we're doing after they see the value in it.
Keith, expand on the value of building relationships like these with other countries and how that comes back to the Minnesota economy. And agriculture is such a big component of Minnesota's economy that it's really a win-win for all involved.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're over there. We've been doing seminar series for about 6 years now, seminars in the winter on the quality attributes of soybeans in the upper Midwest versus other areas of the country and obviously against the South American beans. And the biggest value we find in these things is when farmers go, these buyers and nutritionists, they're asking not just questions about the product, but they truly do want to get to know you. And most of these I'm speaking of is in the Asian market. And those countries are very family-oriented and very interested in seeing where their product comes from. So when we meet with a lot of these people, they also come to the U.S. on trade missions. And so I've got customers from overseas that I've met there and have been to my farm, some of them two or three times now. So you're building this level of trust, and they actually get to look and see where it's coming from. But it's this trust factor that's as important as anything.
When's the trip again?
We're leaving on March 15th, and I believe we're coming back about the 25th. So it'll be about 10 days.
Let's reconnect when you come back and we can talk about the experience.
Oh, absolutely. And I'd love to have one of our checkoff farmers share as well his experiences.
That'd be great. Now, before I let you go, Keith, the forecast in Minnesota calls for warmer weather, and I'm sure you're thinking about getting in the field soon. And you are in southeastern Minnesota, I believe, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm just south of Minneapolis. And, we get these little scares in our heart palpitations get going, and somehow Mother Nature usually comes back and settles everything down. But it sure makes you want to get everything out of the shed and start looking at it.
By and large, last spring, many farmers were in the field earlier than normal. Based on current soil temperatures and the amount of snowfall still on the ground, things like that, do you think it's going to be a closer to normal start to planting, maybe a little before or maybe a little behind?
Well, I personally think it'll be a little closer to normal, because we ended up, at least in the part of the state I live, we had a lot of moisture late last fall. And the tile rinds have been running all winter. But with that having been said, on tiled ground, drainage has been going on all winter. So, you know, last year we were really, the ground was pretty dry going into spring. And that's why we had such an early start.
Well, Keith, I'm glad I ran into you. I appreciate the time. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Mark.
From the Commodity Classic in New Orleans, I'm Mark Dorenkamp on Brownfield.